I'm just so excited tonight. You just have to forgive me. I am excited. Oh, praise the Lord. I know I testified last night about how good God was and how he's helping my husband. And I was the little Sam. I texted him after church because I knew that he was wondering how his pawpaw did last night. Because I've often said, little Sam, you might have to help your pawpaw. He has been helping us at the church. And then when he couldn't do it, little Steve helped us at the church. And they just blessed my soul every time they preached. And they don't know how I appreciate them stepping in for their granddaddy. And I'm so thankful that the Lord's called both of them young men into the ministry. That is something that makes my heart just overwhelmed with gratitude to the Lord. I'm so thankful that my son-in-law and my daughter chose to stay in the ship when so many jumped out. They chose to stay in the ship and run this race. And I'm so thankful for the love of God that he's gave me children that want to serve him. There's no greater joy for a parent or a grandparent than to see their children and grandchildren in the house of the Lord. And I am just so thankful for it.
Hallelujah.
I'm thankful that they're here tonight to back up their papa. I think that is so special. And I just appreciate everyone that's come.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you. Yes. I feel so humbled tonight. Oh, you folks coming out. I pray there will be a blessing to you. And my granddaughter-in-laws, they both sang. I don't know why they didn't sing tonight. They take after their grandma. One of them does anyway. Doesn't take after her mom and daddy. They sang for the Lord all the time. And I don't know if they'd like to come and join us tonight and help us sing. It would be nice if my group would come and sing. Would that be all right, Brother Taylor? All right. Oh, my one granddaughter's done slipped. My granddaughter-in-law's done slipped out on us. But you guys want to help us?
She won't let
us. Well, as we're singing, just keep your mind on the Lord because he's here tonight in a great and mighty way. I wished I could explain to y'all what the Lord done to me last night, but I can't explain it. I just knew, Lord, if you don't help him, I don't know what's going to happen in this service tonight. And I just prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and I know he was praying and I know he was doing all he could. And I know everybody else was praying, and I do want to take the time to say thank you for every prayer that's went up for my husband. He's not out of the woods yet, but I believe the Lord's going to bring him out.
Hallelujah, he will.
So, thanks tonight. Praise the Lord. These girls, she ended up singing with us, because I don't even usually sing with him anymore much. But like I told you last night, I want to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and if anything I can be is a blessing to my husband, and if he needs me for encouragement, that's what I want to be. I want to be here for him, and so I'm going to make a joyful noise to the Lord. He's still the same.
Put it over here. Put them girls.
Put them girls' hands. Y'all know this. The pastor's yet to come.
Try A.
Okay.
A.
Thank you, Jesus.
D. Oh, I'm happy every day
as I journey through this land.
I've been mighty blessed and I'm holding to his hand. But my journey's almost over and the battle's still in one. And the best is still in my heart, the best is yet to come. Oh, the best is yet to come. This is your home, and I have this feeling in my heart.
Those curls didn't leave me. Thank the Lord for that. Let's sing this one. D.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen, and an ending day where night will never be. A city where no storm clouds ever gather. Oh, this is just what heaven.
Is here, and so
yeah.
I'm gonna really have to do my best. Praise the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Praise the Lord. 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of his people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Amen. Praise the Lord. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for the precious word of the Lord. Leave you, God, tonight, Lord, to have your wonderful way. Have your wonderful way, Lord. Oh, God, I love you tonight, Lord. I love you tonight, Lord. I praise you, God, for your divine presence. I thank you, God, for your sweet touch. I believe you, Lord, to have your wonderful way in this service. Oh, in Jesus' lovely name, I pray. In Jesus' lovely name, I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I read that and I thought about this here. Brother Taylor mentioned it the other night. In the ninth chapter of the book of St. John, tells about that man, amen, that Jesus put mud in his eyes, amen, spittle, amen, with dirt, and put mud in his eyes, and he came to see it. Praise the Lord. As Jesus passed, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay, amen, of spittle. And he anointed his eyes, amen. He anointed the eyes of the blind man, amen, with clay. And said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. And he went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they that were before him, before had seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. And others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? Jesus answered and said, a man that is called Jesus. Amen. And he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Amen. And wash. And I went and washed. And I received my sight. And said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know him not. Amen. In verse 25, amen. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, whereas I was blind, now I can see. Amen. I just know, amen, that I was blind, and now I can see. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus, amen, is the one that, amen, that went about. Amen. The Bible said God anointed him with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he went about doing good, healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. In my name shall they speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus is the one, amen, that opens the eyes of the blind. Amen. He's the one, amen, that cast out devils and healed the sick. Amen. They brought them and threw them down at his feet, and he healed every one of them. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is the one that can heal you. I can't do it. Amen. Brother Taylor can't do it. Amen. But God can do it. Praise the Lord. He's the one that heals the sick. He's the one that opens the eyes of the blind. He's the one, amen, that heals. Praise God. Amen. The Bible said, praise God, by his stripes we are healed. Amen. By his stripes we are healed. Amen. This man didn't know anything. He didn't know Jesus. Amen. He had been born blind. I can't imagine, amen, what it was like to see for the first time ever. Amen. He had never seen the beautiful colors of the rainbow. Amen. He had never seen the trees in the fall. Amen. When they turn beautiful. Amen. Never seen anything. Praise God. He said, all I know, amen, is I was blind, but now I can see. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord is the one, amen, that opens the eyes of the blind, isn't he? Amen. He's the one, amen, that heals the sick. Amen. We couldn't heal the sick if we wanted to. Brother Jack Coe said, amen, I couldn't heal a headache. I couldn't heal a fly if it had a headache. Amen. But the Lord can heal the sick, can he? Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm so glad that Jesus, amen, has touched me and give me strength, amen, to witness and testify, amen, that he's the healer. Praise the Lord. I'm not the healer. Amen. Jesus is the healer. Amen. And he said, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Praise the Lord. And I think we're getting away from that. Amen. Probably as much as getting away from wholeness. Amen. Because, amen, we don't hardly see anything like that anymore. Amen. But Jesus still heals the sick, doesn't he? Amen. He's the one that heals. Amen. And praise the Lord. Amen. Down a little bit further, since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? Amen. If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. And they answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Amen. They cast him out of the synagogue. Amen. Because, amen, of his testimony, praise God, that God had healed him, that Jesus had come by, amen, and healed him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus, praise God, amen, can heal you tonight. Jesus can heal you tonight. Amen. We got people right here, amen, that need a touch from the Lord. Amen. Yes, we do, don't we? Sure we do. Amen. And the Lord, amen, said that if we can believe him, that he will heal us. Praise the Lord. And I'm so glad for that. Amen. I said, I'm so glad for that. Amen. In the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, amen, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son, the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. Amen. The Lord is the one, amen, that has touched us and ministered to us. Amen. And blessed us. Amen. And caused us to be able to stand up here before you tonight. Amen. I never forget the first time, amen, after my stroke, amen, that I stood up before the congregation and I was dumbfounded because, amen, I read the 13th chapter of the book of, amen, the book of Hebrews, amen, and couldn't say any more, couldn't say a word, amen. But the Lord come by and help me, praise the Lord. I said, the Lord come by and help me, praise God, and give me the, amen, the strength and the ability to stand up before you, amen, and declare, amen, that Jesus is the healer. Jesus is in the house. Amen. The Bible said, amen, in that particular place that the house was so packed, amen, they couldn't get another soul in there. Amen. But there was four men, amen, that carried a man up on the roof. Amen. And I don't know where the tile was nailed or what. Amen. But anyway, praise God, they let that man down through the roof. Amen. Into the presence of Jesus. Amen. And Jesus marveled at their faith. Amen. And the first thing he said was sin. Amen. Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. That's more important than anything else. Amen. It's to get rid of the sin. Amen. In our hearts and lives. Amen. Jesus told this man, amen, to go and sin no more. Amen. Lest the worst thing come upon thee. Amen. There's something worse than being blind physically. Amen. And that is being blind spiritually. Somebody say amen. Praise God. Amen. Jesus said, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Amen. Arise, take up thy bed and walk. Amen. And that man that, amen, had praise the Lord, did it before. Amen. Reached down and picked up that cot. Amen. You know as well as I do if a man, amen, lays on a cot for, amen, 30-something years. Amen. He can't just reach down and pick up a cot. Amen. But Jesus, amen, touched that man. Amen. Not only did he touch his eyes. Amen. Not only did he touch, amen, the man that that had the palsy. Not only did he touch do away with his palsy, amen, but he did, amen, he completely healed him, amen, every whit whole, praise the Lord. And Jesus, amen, will heal you tonight, praise the Lord. I said, and Jesus will heal you tonight, amen. I remember Brother Jack Coe, amen. I don't remember Jack Coe. I was born in 46. Amen. Jack Coe died in 55. Amen. And I don't remember Jack Coe. Amen. But I got his records. Amen. And I remember Jack Coe. Amen. And how, you know, that the Lord told him, praise God, to heal the sick. And Jack Coe waited for the, amen, the people to make a line. Amen. He said, we're going to have a healing service. He said the first one that was in the line, amen, was a woman that was, amen, blind, amen. And the Lord touched and healed her that night. Amen. After that, amen, God worked miracle after miracle after miracle. Amen. And I believe, amen, that if we'll trust the Lord, amen, that God will heal our sick. I said, God will heal our sick. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, praise the Lord. Amen. God is the one that does the healing. Amen. And we don't. Amen. But the Lord said that if we'll trust him, amen, that he'll heal us. Amen. I love the Lord tonight. Amen. He's my healer. I said, the Lord is my healer. Amen. I remember in 86 when I fell, amen, and I broke my back in three places and broke my arm and my ankle. and the Lord touched and healed me. Praise the Lord. Amen. There was I thought they was angels, but they weren't angels. Amen. Sister Taylor there and a friend of hers, I think she's here tonight. Amen. Came to where I was at, and I was laying there in the bed. Amen. And I didn't know what was going on. They come, amen, to me and prayed for me. Amen. And the Lord touched me that night. Amen. The Lord, amen, touched me also. Amen. I read the fifth chapter, I think it is, of the book of St. John, where it talks about the pool of Bethesda. I read that, and I thought to myself, well, amen, that's for me. That's for me. I can, amen, I can claim that for myself. Amen. And so I did. Amen. I claimed, amen, the healing power of God. Amen. And the Lord came by and touched and healed me. Praise the Lord. Geraldine told me that I wasn't even supposed to come out of the hospital. Amen. They said that I'd probably die that night. Amen. Because I was bleeding internally. And so I didn't die that night. And so they kept waiting for me to see what was going to happen. And after they had waited for me for two or three days, they said, well, we might as well do something with this boy. It looks like he's going to live. Amen. And so, praise the Lord, I did live. Amen. I didn't come out of the hospital in a wheelchair, but I came out of there, amen, with some crutches, amen, that they had made especially for me. Amen. And so I come out of the hospital with crutches. Amen. Just a little while, I was back to work. Amen. Amen. Because the Lord had come by and touched me. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I love the Lord tonight. Don't you love Him? Amen. Why don't you praise Him? Amen. Why don't you just praise Him? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. For somebody here that's sick tonight, I want you to come up. Amen. If there's somebody here that has, amen, a disease in your body, come up. Amen. We want to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be bashful. Come on up. Amen. There's something in your body that you don't want to be there. Amen. Come on up. Let Jesus touch and heal you tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe I'm all messed up. Amen. I was thinking there's somebody here that needs a touch in their body. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.